Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Let's say it together. I know who I play for. Today, we're stepping into a new theme in the Money is Spiritual, the Metaphysics of Overflow series. Our focus is the law of compensation. What you sow, you grow. We'll look at it through scripture, through Emerson's timeless essay on compensation, and through Florence Scovel Shinn's wisdom on sowing and reaping. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." This is the clearest expression of the law of compensation in the Bible. The truth that what you plant in thought, word, and deed will return to you multiplied. Back in 2008, I made a decision that changed the course of my business. I started using video. Now, you have to remember, hardly anyone was doing video at the time. And let me tell you, I was petrified. I worried I would look crazy. I wasn't trying to be entertaining or flashy. I was simply using video to teach. At first, I tried to do it by myself. I'd record something, but then I'd nitpick. I'd find reasons not to release the videos. Maybe there was food in my teeth or a piece of hair sticking up. So the videos just sat on my computer, never reaching anyone. Eventually, I hired a videographer. He came to my office every week and recorded batches of videos together. But even then, I still found reasons not to release them. I let fear and perfectionism get in the way. And then one day, I just decided, enough. I started releasing them. And let me tell you something. One of those video series still sells for me today. That one seed, releasing those videos, created ripple effects I couldn't have predicted. It opened the door for me to create content for eHow, which at the time was the largest how-to website in the world. Those videos brought me clients from across the globe. Looking back, I see it so clearly. What you sow, you grow. Even when I was scared, even when I didn't feel ready, even when I didn't think the seed was perfect, the act of sowing created a harvest that still's feeding me years later. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." When I look back at those first videos I released, I see this truth so clearly. Each video was a seed. At first, I was too worried about how the seed looked. Was it polished enough, perfect enough, flawless enough? But here's what scripture reminds us. The harvest doesn't come from a perfect seed. The harvest comes from a planted seed. The moment I started releasing those videos, sowing them into the world, the law of compensation went to work. Those videos began to produce a harvest that far exceeded what I thought was possible. Clients from around the world. Visibility on the largest how-to website at the time. And opportunities I couldn't have scripted if I tried. And Colossians 3:17 reminds us, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. Your words and your deeds must line up with your faith. You can't just think abundance while speaking lack. You can't just declare prosperity while acting out of fear. When thoughts, words, and deeds align, the harvest is inevitable. Paul also says in James 2:17, faith without works is dead. That's another way of saying that the seed has to be planted. You can believe all day long, but until your actions line up with your thoughts and words, there's no harvest. So the law of compensation is about alignment, thought, word, and deed. When all three agree, what you sow becomes what you grow. In metaphysics, everything begins with alignment. Thought, word, and deed are not separate forces. They are frequencies that must work together. Ralph Waldo Emerson, in Compensation, wrote, "Cause and effect, means and ends, seeds and fruit cannot be severed, for the effect already blooms in the cause. The end pre-exists in the means." He was pointing to the truth that your thoughts are already shaping your results. Your words are already sowing seeds, and your actions are already carrying those seeds into the world. Florence Scovel Shinn said it in a practical spiritual language. Whatever man sends out in word or deed will return to him. What he gives, he will receive. She added that words are not casual, that they are powerful planting tools. You speak them, and they create your harvest. This is why it's not enough to just think positive. If your words are filled with doubt or your actions contradict your faith, then you're scattering mixed seeds. You may plant abundance in your mind but cancel it out with your mouth. Or you may speak prosperity but act in fear, holding back instead of releasing your seed. That's why alignment is everything. Thought is the seed. Word is the planting. Action is the tending. And when all three line up, when your mind believes it, your mouth declares it, and your actions prove it, the harvest cannot be denied. When I think about my video story, that's exactly what happened. I could think about teaching all day long. I could even talk about creating content. But it wasn't until I lined up my actions, recording, hiring help, pressing publish, that the law of compensation activated. Thought, word, and deed finally aligned, and the harvest has been multiplying ever since. Metaphysically, this is the essence of overflow, alignment without contradiction. When you think abundance, speak abundance, and act abundantly, you can only reap abundance. So let's pause together. Take a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. This is your time to be honest, gentle, and real with yourself. No judgment, just truth rising to the surface. So let me ask you some questions. Number one, what thoughts am I constantly sowing about money, success, and myself? Are these thoughts rooted in fear, survival, or lack? Or are they rooted in abundance, trust, and overflow? How do these thoughts make me feel in my body when they show up? Number two, what words am I speaking about my money, my opportunities, and my life? Do my words line up with the harvest I want? Where do I hear myself canceling out abundance with negative or doubtful speech? What new words could I choose to plant instead? Number three, what actions am I taking that either support or contradict my beliefs? Do my daily habits reflect faith or do they reflect fear? Where am I delaying, hiding, or holding back when I could be sowing boldly? What would it look like to take one aligned action this week? Number four, where am I scattering mixed seeds? Do my thoughts say one thing, my words say another, and my actions say something else entirely? What is one place I can bring them into harmony? Number five, what new harvest do I want to see? And what aligned thought, word, and deed can I begin sowing today to grow it? Take another deep breath. Let whatever comes flow onto the page. Remember, your future harvest will always reflect the seed you plant today. So now let's take another deep, steady breath. In through your nose, and then out through your mouth. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw unclench. Feel yourself soften into this moment. Now repeat these affirmations after me, either aloud or silently in your heart. My thoughts are fertile soil. I choose thoughts of abundance. My words are seeds. I speak life, overflow, and prosperity into the world. My actions are aligned. Every step I take grows my harvest. I am faithful in little, and I am trusted with much. What I sow in thought, word, and deed multiplies and returns to me pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now pause. Breathe into these words. Feel them land. Now let's step into a visualization. Imagine yourself in a vast open field. The sun is warm on your skin. The ground beneath you is rich and steady. In your hand is a small pouch of golden seeds. Each seed represents a thought, a word, an action. With intention, you place a seed into the soil. You speak over it. This is a seed of abundance. This is a seed of peace. This is a seed of prosperity. You order it with your faith. As you keep sowing, you look up and see that the field is already responding. Tiny green shoots rise, then blossom into a harvest beyond what you have imagined. Wheat bending heavy with grain, fruit trees bursting with sweetness, flowers unfolding in brilliant color. And you know, this is my life when my thoughts, words, and deeds line up with truth. Take another breath. Place your hand over your heart and say to yourself, I am a faithful sower. I am aligned. My harvest is abundant, and it's already here. When you're ready, open your eyes. Carry this vision with you into your day, letting every thought, every word, every action be a seed aligned with the overflow you desire. The law of compensation is simple. What you sow, you grow. You can't sow fear and reap peace. You can't sow lack and reap overflow. But you can sow faith, generosity, and gratitude. And those seeds will always return to you multiplied. So this week, I invite you to be deliberate about your sowing. Choose your thoughts. Choose your words. Choose your actions, because you are always planting and your future is simply the harvest of today's seeds. If this message spoke to you, I invite you to join me inside happyhealthywholerich.com, a safe place where we plant seeds of truth together and watch them grow into a harvest of overflow. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in what you sow and grow. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthyoldrich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.